This podcast is brought to you by EverythingVoluntary.com. My name is Skyler Collins, and this is Everything Voluntary. Be sure to check out and subscribe to the Voluntarist Voices podcast, brought to you by EverythingVoluntary.com. Voluntarist Voices is a podcast featuring lectures, interviews, and audio essays by intellectual giants, past and present. If you're new here, let me tell you what this podcast is all about. It's about voluntarism, free markets, peaceful parenting, radical unschooling, and much more. Thank you so much for listening, and please enjoy. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. All right, I want to continue the mini-series on the short, simple dismissal of libertarianism by Mike Huban. If you remember, Mike Huban is a bit of a populist, from what I can tell, and he's got this entire website just dismissing libertarianism in all sorts of different ways, but he's also got this one page called The Short Simple Dismissal, which is just a list of bullet points, which he describes as, he says, 99% of libertarianism is obviously untrue or unacceptable for one or more of these reasons. How can we know that so easily? Here are some simple principles that make it obvious. So in the first episode of this mini-series, I looked at the ideology topic. For this one, I'm going to look at the bullet points under liberty, and I've got to say, I've looked through them, and they are a doozy. So here we go. His first one. This is funny. People overwhelmingly exercise their freedom to not be libertarians. Well, interestingly, if they're exercising their freedom, then what does that mean? It means they are libertarian. If they're allowing themselves and they're choosing and they're allowing other people to choose various political ideologies to accept and to follow, that is a libertarian thing to do. Now, they may be choosing to initiate aggression through that ideology, but that's just what they're saying in that sense is liberty for me, but not for thee, right? So they're the ones who are behaving like a libertarian in a sense and not allowing other people to exercise their freedom, all right? Which touches on some other things here. So that one's just stupid, but let me go to the next one. Libertarians cannot explain what liberty is. They only declare some things that they want that they call liberty. Oh my hell. My opinion of this guy is falling by the minute. Libertarians cannot explain what liberty is. Well, that's just simply not true. Many libertarians explain what liberty is. Liberty is free action that does not interfere with the free actions of other people. It's very simple. Now, he does get to this a couple of points later, so I'll save it for that. But just based on that, it's personal autonomy. It's not hurting people, not taking their stuff, and not asking permission. It's very simple. It's free action that does not interfere with the free actions of other people. Now, I know that seems incomplete, but we'll get to the rest of it. It's very simple, but it requires a bit more. His next point. Libertarians value their own personal freedoms, especially property and guns, far above other freedoms or the freedom of others. No universalism or equality here. They want to be masters and don't care if others are slaves. Holy shit. This guy is a moron. He has never, ever read a libertarian, ever. Because that's completely and utterly false. I don't know how he could possibly get that. They want to be masters and they don't care if others are slaves. What the goddamn fuck? Seriously. Holy crap. Okay, false. Plain, 100% false. They value everybody's personal freedoms. They may not value how somebody uses their personal freedoms. Okay, a particular libertarian may be a social or cultural conservative or religious and doesn't care that other people are using their freedom to, say, I don't know, visit a strip club. but they don't want to be the master over that person and make them the slave because of it. It's totally ridiculous. Holy crap. Okay. All right. Let's go on. Libertarians want to dictate which freedoms we get for all time and don't want to allow others to choose their freedoms. I can't possibly understand what this means other than libertarians do fight against people claiming rights to certain things, like having a right to free healthcare or having a right to free housing or free college, right? That's as far as other people choosing their freedoms. If choosing your freedom means you should be allowed to force other people to give you healthcare and education, then no, we don't allow that because that's aggression. Duh. I can't possibly understand what else he could mean here besides that. We don't allow others to choose their freedoms. What the hell does that mean? All right, so here's the next bit that I mentioned earlier. Libertarianism privileges property rights, their liberty, above all other values, narrowly redefining liberty in terms of property. Well, it's not narrow. It's actually quite broad. Liberty, when I said earlier that liberty is simply the free actions that don't interfere with the free actions of others, well, to understand if something is a free action, you've got to know who owns the resources in question. All right. If it's a free action concerning your body, well, who owns your body? That's an important question. Your body is a scarce resource. Other people want to control your body. Should they be allowed to do so? Who should be allowed to decide who controls your body? Right. That's a very important question. You can't talk about liberty before you settle that question. And the fact that he's writing this, it's very concerning to me, the fact that he doesn't understand that. Okay, it's everything because we live in a world of scarcity. There's one of me. And if I want to do something with my body that you disagree with, well, whose will should trump the others? It's a question of property. Do I own my body? Do I have exclusive right of control over my body? Okay, but the world, the scarce resources are not just our bodies. It's everything else we find on this planet. This plot of land, who should control it? The first person who appropriated it? The person that traded something for it from that guy? Or some latecomer who comes late to the party and says, no, I want this land. Okay, there's the potential for conflict. Okay, that's what scarcity gives us. We have to decide how to deal with scarcity. How should property rights, ownership claims be allocated? What is the most rational way to do that? It's original appropriation in trade. And until we figure that out, until we realize that, then we can't use those resources because it might interfere with somebody else's desire of how they should be used. It's a very important question. It's a very important question. And to dismiss it like this is just so completely absurd. All right. Liberty and here's this next one. Liberty and equality, spontaneity and security, happiness and knowledge, mercy and justice. All these are ultimate human values according to Isaiah Berlin. Libertarians demand that liberty trumps the other seven. So you've got liberty on one side. That's the libertarians. And then you've got equality, spontaneity is a value. Security, okay, equality, maybe to some degree. I don't think everybody should be equal in terms of basketball performance. I mean, how boring would that be? If everybody was as good as Michael Jordan, what the hell would be the point? I don't value equality in that sense. I mean, this is so vague. Security? Well, we can be secure in a box in the ground. Happiness? Sure. Value? Knowledge? Yeah. Mercy? Maybe. Maybe. That's mercy. Do I value mercy? That really is an arbitrary personal opinion. It's a personal value. Okay. You can't say that it's just ultimate human value that everybody values. Okay. These are values. They're arbitrary and subjective. All of these. And justice. Well, what is justice? You can't understand justice unless you understand property. Duh. My gosh, this guy's going downhill quick. I don't know if I want to get through the rest of this. Now I do. Okay. Here's his last one. I just want to say on the values. Yeah, you value those things, but you can't willingly seek to obtain them and to convince others to without a libertarian context, without an environment or a condition of liberty. You can't do it. Without liberty, there is no virtue. There is no morality. Okay. There is no seeking
the knowledge you're interested in. There is no finding what makes you happy without liberty. This is so obvious, right? He's trying to say these things are obvious and means libertarianism is stupid. We can dismiss it. I'm starting to think this is somebody who's just messing with me. All right, his last one on this section. Libertarians do not have a solution to the problem of freedom to sign away freedoms. Some think you should be able to sell yourself into slavery. Well, it is true. The idea of voluntary slavery is a topic debated by libertarianisms. But that's such an incredibly fringe, outside of regular thinking type of debate that who the hell cares, right? Who cares? Personally, I treat it like any other contract. All right. You're going to give me $1 million and I'm contracting to give you, to be your slave for $1 million, right? For the rest of my life. And that $1 million will, I guess, it'll be like life insurance. My family will stick in an annuity and make a monthly income for the rest of their lives. And I'm your slave. Okay. And that, you know, as your slave, we haven't stipulated how you can treat me. You can do anything you want to me. You can torture me. You can force me to work for you. You can have sex with me. You can do whatever. I'm yours. I'm your property. There's no other conditions on that contract. Now that doesn't make the contract just disappear into the ether. The contract is still there. If I decide that I'm not interested in being your slave anymore, then you get the money back. Otherwise, I'm stealing the money. And just like I'm stealing $1 million in any other case, you know, we then go into how that's dealt with. Somebody just comes to you and steals $1 million. How do you deal with that? That has nothing to do with slavery contracts. And likewise, if you know, take back the money and then you point guns and kidnap me, you're now, it's no longer a voluntary slavery. It's now real slavery. And now you're the criminal. So when the contract's broken, one of us becomes the criminal and the other one has to give back what they took, or it's dealt with like any other crime. For me personally, this isn't a tough question. I know guys like Kinsella and Block and Rothbard, and these guys debate it. But so what? This isn't a reason to dismiss all of libertarianism, especially because I think what I just said pretty much solves it. It's like, you know, if we're talking voluntary slave contracts, well, guess what? When you break the contract, things go back. And maybe there's some other punishments that were agreed to, right? Can you say it's permanent slavery and it can't be broken? I guess theoretically, but I don't know who would enter into something like that. It's such a fringe thing, such an incredibly fringe thing, right? And it really comes down to how will courts uphold it? Okay, what sort of customary common law will evolve in a free society to deal with the breaking of so-called slave contracts, right? That's the relevant question. I think it would be as I just described, where the money goes back. All right. Well, that's going to be it. This was a short and sweet episode. I got to say though, this Mike Huban is definitely becoming less impressive as I go on. The next couple sections are shorter, so I'll probably put them together. There's philosophy, society. I'll put those together, and then economics and markets, plutocracy, and government. I'll probably put those two together. We'll keep economics and markets its own episode. That'll give us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, probably 5 episodes in this mini series. So yeah, it's kind of fun. Gives me a chance to touch on a bunch of different things. All right, that's going to be it. Thanks so much for listening and have a better day.
Please send your comments or questions to everythingvoluntary@gmail.com. Please consider supporting this podcast and everythingvoluntary.com by visiting patreon.com/EVC or paypal.me/everythingvoluntary. Thank you.